Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live and in person on a getaway Friday night, Friday, September 29th, 2023, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, but we have some empty chairs, but who knows what's going to happen with that as the night goes on. Matt, here we are, 20th birthday. Is it exciting?
I've never been more excited in my life.
Really? You sound it. The authenticity. Let's try that again. The authenticity was right there, I could tell.
I mean, it's the same thing as it was last year.
But this is 20. This is a new decade of your life.
I guess. Now I've been around for 2 decades.
2 decades.
Wow.
Let me know how that feels. 2 decades. Now, something.
When you put it that way, it makes me sound old.
When did you? Well, we're all getting older by the minute. So, when did you go to Wisconsin?
I can't remember the day. I think it was the 19th of like March. No, it would not have been March.
March. This is September.
January. Hold on. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
August.
August. It would have been August.
So about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, now, while you were there, the main boutique item in Wisconsin is?
Yeah, it's the foam cheese head.
Now, tell people who don't understand what the foam cheese head is.
So, Packers fans are called cheese heads.
Now, why is that? Do we know?
I don't know the exact reason. I've never really, like, looked it up, but I'd assume it's because they have, I can't remember the name of it, but I did a research on Green Bay for school, because I don't know, Green Bay. But, they own, like, they're a headquarters of one of the biggest dairy companies in the United States, if not the biggest, is in Green Bay. So I assume that's why they are called the Cheeseheads, is because they just have a booming dairy industry.
Now, for people who cannot see this in the studio, tell people what a cheese head is.
It looks like a triangle wedge of cheese.
It's a foam cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you wear on your head.
It doesn't stay on, unfortunately.
No, you and I both talked about this because you got, well, the point, you bought me one while you were in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right, because, you know, I like to have the history. I got a piece of history here now from Green Bay. But it's interesting because it doesn't stay on your head. It kind of rattles. I don't know how people would wear that all game.
Yeah, so me and Caleb got to the game. Caleb's my brother. We got there like an hour early, and we bought the cheese head, and I put it on and tried to like wear it, but it just kept falling off, and I was like, Caleb, we got to go back to the hotel so I can put this up so I don't lose it.
Yeah, because during the game, it could fall off.
And if it fell off, that was $25. Somebody might just snatch it.
25 to the bad. We don't need that. Now I do want to let people know we're going to have a top 10 list tonight, so we've got that going on. Now, Sean is here, but he had to leave because he got dehydrated. He was dehydrated. So he'll be back, though. We do think he'll be back. So we're looking forward to that. And all kinds of other good stuff going on tonight. So from the earlier shows today, have you ever had an exciting birthday?
I think my favorite birthday that I can remember is probably when we went up to Lake Erie. It was me, my mom, my dad, my brother. My sister might have been there, my cousin. It was just a whole bunch of us. We went up to Lake Erie and fished for the whole day.
Well, family's important. And you like to fish.
I do.
That's good.
They don't.
Well, they went, though. That's nice for your birthday. I think that's a nice gesture. Now, your mom's Buckeyes are here tonight, and Sean's eyeballing those, but he's diabetic, so we gotta keep an eye out. Because I hear that your mom's Buckeyes are the best better than any store product there is.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I hear from everybody who's had them.
Have you had one?
No, I have not had one yet, so I'm going to try it. It's hard to eat and do a radio show, but I'm going to try it during the break. But I told you, I'm not a peanut butter person, but you said you don't have to be.
You do not have to be.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a big fan of peanut butter, and I enjoy them.
Well, okay, I'm excited. Now, the great thing about these are, now these go, the money, $5, is it still $5 a dozen?
Yeah.
Okay, $5 a dozen goes to help charity, really a person in Florida, I believe. Sad story, but the kid's doing, he's moving along. Now, how old is he?
I don't know.
He's young,
though.
And second bout of cancer, and he's lost his vision, and all the money goes to the kid in Florida.
Correct.
Related to you in some way.
Yeah. He would be my third or fourth cousin, I believe.
You know, I cannot imagine having that happen, but what a nice gesture to send money this way. And people actually, you know, a lot of people go around and ask for donations, and that's nice, but to actually give something that to people they can remember. And these are very classily done. I don't know how they taste. I'm sure they taste great. That's what I hear from everybody else. But they're in multicolored. What do they call the wrappers? They're in multicolored?
Those are like cupcake wrappers.
Cupcake. They're dressed up.
They are, yes.
I like that. Presentation's important.
She doesn't always do that. Usually when we make them for Christmas
just
or something
Christmas,
like that.
They'll come like that.
Yep, we just use wax paper and lay them on the wax paper.
Well, this looks good, though. That looks like something you would buy.
They're worth it.
Well, I'm excited. And there's some white chocolate in there I see as well.
There is.
So there's white chocolate and the regular chocolate and peanut butter.
Yes.
I'm going to try them during the break. This is going to be fun. And we'll report back. So we got that going on. We've got the cheese head. It seems like we got a top 10 list coming up tonight. We got a big 2 hours here.
It'll be great.
It's going to be great. And we've got three chairs. Right? They're possible. I really don't know, to be honest with you, what's going to happen tonight. So people are just going to have to go along with us for 2 hours and see what happens. Now, is there anything from last week's show that we left on the table? Did you know this is government shutdown eve?
I did not. No.
Apparently tomorrow at midnight we're shutting the thing down.
Oh, that's never good.
If we don't get some paperwork. They'll work tomorrow, but I don't know. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good from what I read today.
I'm going to have to do some looking into that.
Well, you know, it's just I don't know why people can't get their stuff together. Oh, did I mention that Carrington's off this week? She's not here. She's in Florida. I think actually she comes back late tonight, but she's in Florida. She'll be back with us next week.
That's good.
And our episode of The Exchange and the episode of Scott Spears Now I Did with Glenn Coble are available on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and then search Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and then search Exchange Glenn Coble, and you'll get both episodes. And he let her rip.
He certainly did, yes.
And Glenn is running for mayor on the Democratic side, and you know, I just sat there. In some interviews, you got to pull stuff out of people, and I think I said hello to Glenn, and it just all came out. Like 7 months of frustration and 7 months of... Did you feel... I mean, you were sat in the audience at one point for the first hour, and then you were a part of the second show. Did you feel at one point like Glenn... watch out. you're running over some speed bumps here a little too hard.
There were a few times, yeah.
I mean, he went for it. You gotta watch it to understand it.
There were a few times where I just had to, like, open my eyes real wide, and I was like, what?
You don't hear political candidates talking like that. Especially ones who drove the Glenn Coble RV up here at the station with the big Glenn Coble on the side. You know, he could be our next mayor. Can you imagine him showing up at city council talking like he did on the show the other day?
Well, from what I hear, apparently Scherzer did.
Apparently Mayor Scherzer got angry. We went to the wrong city council meeting. We should have went last week. Apparently they were tearing into each other last week.
Are they every Monday or every other Monday?
Usually every Monday. Sometimes they just have committee meetings, but usually every Monday. December 11th, got to go to that one. That's the big pay raise meeting.
I might go to multiples.
Oh, you really enjoy that atmosphere.
It's fun, yeah.
Well, last time I went, there was a little fallout from it that I don't want to get back into, but there was a little shakiness.
It's fine.
No, I would go again. I like that kind of heat.
I thought it was enjoyable.
You know, what can you do? I mean, not everybody's going to love you. That's showbiz.
I think it's kind of funny.
I thought it was entertaining.
It was. I was like, what is this lady going on about?
She was very upset with me. Very, very upset with me. And all I did was interview her somebody she knows. I'm trying to be very diplomatic about this whole thing. To not give her identity away or her significant person in her life's identity. But it got a little ugly there. I was shocked. I just thought, really?
I was confused at first, and I was like, what?
I'm in a grocery store, and the woman wants to talk interviews with me. Well, she didn't want to talk. She wanted to give her little dissertation on what she thought of my interview. If you ever wonder if people are listening, just say something somebody doesn't like. You'll find out. They'll come hunt you out in the grocery store.
Somebody's got to lose in order for somebody to win, somebody's got to lose.
Well, I thought, boy, I really don't have this much power. You really shouldn't be placing this type of thing on me that I've done some damage. I don't think I really have.
I think you just, no, I don't think so.
No, but apparently she did.
Apparently.
She thought I'd really put the, I don't know, hanger in somebody's nose or something. I don't know what she thought. By the way, have you noticed all the people who lately are getting piercings and tattoos?
Yeah.
That's really on an upswing.
I'm not a fan.
Well, I'm not a fan, but I don't want to judge it, because I figure if people want to do it, knock themselves out.
Well, yeah, it's not that I, like, care, it's just not my thing.
I just think tattoos are permanent.
Yes.
And that could be trouble.
My thought with tattoos is I don't think there's anything that I really care enough about to get permanently stuck on my body.
Well, I don't understand the significance in putting something on your body because it's important to you.
I don't either.
I mean, God bless you if you did it. That's fine. I don't judge it. I just don't see it.
Maybe I'll have to ask somebody to explain it to me one of these times.
And the rings. They get the ring in the eyebrow. In the nose. Now, when I was in high school, the belly button was a big deal. People used to get the belly button all the time. Now, I don't see that so much anymore.
People still get their belly button.
Do they?
Yeah.
See, I don't see a lot of that, but that used to be a big thing.
I didn't know you were supposed to see it.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why they got it done, I think.
I mean, I don't know many people who show their belly buttons.
Oh, well, see, I think that's a beach thing, isn't it?
I could be wrong. I don't know. Nor do I know anybody. Well, actually, I do know a few people with their belly button pierced. I've just never really asked them.
You never saw it?
I don't think so. Maybe one. But, I forgot what I was going to say now.
Belly button piercings.
Oh, yeah. I think that they have to, like, stay in. Otherwise, it could...
Yeah, I think it'll shut up. It'll close up.
I don't understand the point of getting a piercing that's good for the beach when it's just got to be in there.
Well, I think you leave it in all the time.
Yeah.
I assume some people see it.
I guess
you see it every day when you take a shower, or like you in Carrington, like every 3 days. I'm not going to get back into that, but I understand that that's a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, everybody I talk to is completely the opposite way.
I think they're lying to you.
They're all lying. I don't know. It's just like last week I asked everybody about the Carrington changing her clothes in the car. And everybody said, no, you don't do that. And I think that's right. I mean, I'm glad she does it. I appreciate it. She's that committed to the show. But I don't know that you should be changing your top in the car.
I wouldn't.
Right. I think it's a mistake. And I think for a woman, it's a particularly bad mistake.
She said it wasn't like a bra, it was like a sports bra.
Sports bra is what she said. But I think people are going to interpret that. You see a lot of skin with a sports bra.
Do you?
Well, like shoulders and stomach and all that.
A sports bra is like a super cut off.
Like, it's a bra. It was a nice conversation. You and I sitting around talking about bras on a Friday night.
I mean,
Wow. What a show.
Yeah.
What a show that is.
But, like, they're not overly exposing. People wear them to the gym.
They do, but I don't think that a regular bra is that overly exposed, or a bikini. I don't think really they're exposing anything. I think that's the whole point.
I mean, true enough, but, like, it shows less than a regular, like, it shows less than even a bikini top would.
Not a whole lot.
It depends on the bikini top, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. I've been to the gym to watch people, and I've seen, you know, it's there, clearly. That's all I'm saying. That's what I believe. All right, let's take a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What a conversation we're having here.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
I know. It's that type of night.
Yeah, but well, here's the thing. My husband's dying, too. Now, I know what you're talking about. I would never do it. I don't mean anything by that to her, but like my husband's, what is the difference, though, between that and a bikini?
Well, that's the question, and we talked about that last week, and I guess there really is none. I guess it's
right.
Just, you expect to see a bikini when you're at the beach.
At the beach,
yeah, right. When you're driving a car down the road, you don't expect to see somebody.
She does it driving the car?
No, she's at a stoplight.
At a stoplight.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like you meant she was like, I didn't hear the first part. I thought maybe it was like she was in the parking lot.
No, she's because she has to come here from work, and she gets off at 8.
Right.
But she wants to get here by 8:15, and she wants to change. So at a stoplight.
No, I wouldn't do it driving the car.
No, because I think you could look over and see somebody, sports bra or whatever it is, and you're thinking, you know.
Well, I just kind of think it's distracting, too, like, you know what I mean? Like, putting on your makeup.
Well, I think it might be distracting for other people driving on, you know, down the road. That could be a whole problem.
I'm telling you right now, Scott, you'd probably be loving it and watching.
No. I'm just saying, I think that's trouble when that sort of thing goes on.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying, honey. I do.
Hey, well, it's okay. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. You guys have a good time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Well, it depends on who it is what that all comes down to. There's certain people you want to see, you know, in a bikini, and there's certain people you don't want to see in a bikini. True or false?
True.
There you go. And Sean's made it to the studio.
I made it back.
Was it busy down there?
Yeah, it was super busy.
Well, it's Friday.
That's
how they say it in Marion. It's Friday, and since we took away... Well, thank you. Since we took away lanes of traffic, that's how it goes.
Wait, I heard Cindy out there.
Yeah, she was. She
I
called
was listening
her.
in my car. I heard
and what do you think about the whole bra conversation?
Well,
what kind of bra do you wear?
Teacher's own, I guess. I mean...
Teach her own, I guess.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of bra that people wear.
But when they're driving, shouldn't they not be wearing a bra?
What?
You know what I meant. No, don't come at me like that. You know what I meant.
Shouldn't I...
God.
No, they should not be wearing a bra so I can see the breasts.
Well, there you go. Well, that's nice to know. Jeez. This really should not be happening right now on this show. No, I'm saying you should not be just wearing... Wasn't there an episode of Seinfeld about this where a girl... Elaine, the girl on the show, gave a gift to a girl who didn't wear bras. She gave her a bra, and the girl thought the bra was a top, so she would just wear the bra out in public. And somebody was looking at her and wrecked their car. What an episode.
I think that's
an episode.
And to her defense, I mean, I don't care. People change in cars all the time. People, like, live in cars now.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's good either.
Yeah.
God almighty, the bra show. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't know better. I think you guys have been in the soft.
Well, you know, it's a little like HBO tonight, isn't it? It's taken an ugly turn.
One could say that.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it for to take this ugly turn.
Well, hello, Sarah.
Well, hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
God, it's like hee-haw. Every time...
What's gotten into you tonight, Scott?
What do you mean?
You're so critical and obscene and...
No, I don't think I'm critical
and obscene. I think that
You just said people shouldn't drive while they're wearing bras.
You knew what I meant.
I just don't presume to know anything, sir.
Listen, I feel protective of Carrington, and even though she's not here, I'm worried that she's going to be driving around, and people, you know, everybody's got a phone, there's those snapping pictures and putting things, and somebody's going to impugn her reputation.
What's that word mean?
It means a ruin. Ruin her reputation.
Well, I mean, it's 2023. Anything's possible.
But do you think that, would you want to be driving down the road in just a bra? I've asked a lot of questions on this show.
Hey, Sarah. My orange chicken. Did you really just ask me that?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Hey, Sarah.
I will have you know, I am someone's grandmother. Grandmothers don't drive around in bras.
Hey, you know, we had a conversation about age last week. I'll tell you, anybody 30 to 50, they'll do anything.
Sarah, on Monday, she'll be driving down the road with no bra on.
Yeah, in the bus. That'll go over real good.
Well, there you go. The city will like that.
I'm going to go back to my orange chicken. Now, Sean, I leave you with the task of peppering in some common sense and sanity in tonight's show.
What has happened? This is a wonderful show. Did you say happy birthday to Matt?
Good, Sean. You've got this.
I got it.
You don't need to take their view.
Did you say happy birthday? Yeah. Happy birthday? She didn't say happy birthday. What a horrible thing. Sarah, you should have said happy birthday in any event. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. This show's like driving down an unpaved road tonight. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, I about hit a telephone pole when you guys were talking about the bras earlier.
I'm not talking about bras. I'm just saying I don't know that you should be wearing just a bra when you're driving down the road.
I mean, what makes a difference?
It's a bra.
It's covered up.
It's not a shirt. No.
Oh, you mean when the cleavage showing?
No, I'm saying she. Do you think a young girl, 22 years of age, should be driving down the road in Ohio with just a bra on?
I don't care. I don't see what's wrong with it.
I don't care, but I don't think it's good for her reputation.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
I don't think she drives around all day long with it.
No, just on our way here. Where are you going, ma'am? For one of the radio show. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott, Matt, and Sean.
Hello, Pastor. We need help.
Well, obviously, Sarah was not listening earlier today when she said tonight she leaves the show in the hands of Sean. She obviously wasn't listening when Sean violated FCC rules with his language.
That's true.
Yeah, I tend to do that every so often, Pastor.
Bra or no bra, it doesn't matter.
At least, Sean, we can count on you to at least once a month to slip up.
That's right.
Now, Pastor, on the level here, should people have a little more modesty?
Well, I have to agree with Matt. A sports bra, it covers more than a regular bra, and it covers more than your, you know, typical bikini top. And, you know, a lot of women, when they're out jogging or exercising, that's what they're wearing is a sports bra, and it's more of a top as opposed to underwear.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying that she's driving around in her underwear. I'm just saying that in Ohio, I think when you're driving down the road, if you look over and all of a sudden you see somebody in their bra, it's all place. You know, if you're at the gym, okay, I see a sports bra. If I'm at the beach, okay, that's a bikini. You expect that.
What if they're just on the way to the gym?
Well, no, I think you should probably wear... I think the women wear, like, a jacket over it, because in the car, that's not the time or the place. You know, all women have bras on, well, most of them, under their clothes, but they don't take their top off and show you that.
I think we need a woman as effective on this.
In this day and age, if a woman's going to the beach in her bikini, 7 times out of 10, she's wearing that. That's all she's wearing in her car to go to the beach. you know, and likewise, if she's going to work out or going to jog and she's going to be jogging in her shorts and her sports bra, that's what she wears when she gets in her car. You know, and...
But don't you think, well, don't you think it's context is king, though, that if you see somebody take their shirt off in the car, I mean, you don't really know if that's a sports bra or not.
Well, don't pay attention. I'll tell you what. Well, I got to be careful what I say here because I got in trouble last Friday.
I know you got to be very careful with the wording. It's a tentative subject.
So let me choose my words carefully here. Scott would be less likely to notice a woman driving in a car with a sports bra on than a woman who's in her car and suddenly takes her top off.
Right. So you would be more likely to notice if somebody was taking their top off.
You would be more likely to notice. I've got to be careful what I say. You would be more likely.
Well, yes, I think I would be. Yeah, if somebody's taking their top off, what is that? You know, if you're at a stoplight there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that 100%.
Why are you guys looking into people's cars at stoplights?
I'm on the road. It's like going to, like I see those poles in the middle of the road.
Hey, can I come and join?
Yeah, if I'm stopped at a stoplight, I'm just kind of staring at the light waiting for it to change.
Well, don't look to your left or your right. You never know what you're going to see. So, Pastor, it's okay to wear the sports bra in the car. No problem.
Well, let me say that. Go ahead,
I will be on. You know, I'm an old guy. I'm 64, and I'm old school. But really, seriously, I don't have a problem with a woman who, you know, is out of her car, in her car with a sports bra. Because again, I go back to they cover more than bikini tops and regular bras, and really, it's almost like they're wearing a crop top or something like that. To me, it's actually, I have no problem with a woman wearing a sports bra out in public. I do have a problem if they're wearing a bikini top and they're not at the beach. If they're at, you know, Walmart or something like that. I got a problem with that.
Well, here's the context I want to put this in. This is how I think of it. Maybe it's because it's Carrington and she's a colleague here. If I am at work with somebody day in and day out, let's say I'm at school teaching, day in, day out with a colleague, and then all of a sudden one day that colleague is wearing a sports bra. Now maybe she's on her way to the gym, and she doesn't, you know, whatever. Now, that's going to be uncomfortable for me with her just wearing a sports bra, because that's not the context that I'm used to seeing her in.
Well, most women, I've been in a lot of the gyms and stuff over the years, most women usually wear a t-shirt over top.
Well, see, why?
They do.
Okay, but why?
I don't know why. I have to ask a woman on that question, but they usually do.
So do you see where I'm coming from here, Pastor?
Yes, I do. I do, absolutely.
So that's all it is with me. It's just context of the people that I'm talking about. Maybe it's more I don't want to see them in that way because I see them in a different light. I guess if it was a stranger in the car, who cares? But if it's somebody you know, don't you think it's different?
Yeah, it is really different because, you know, I wouldn't think a second time about, you know, some person I never met, don't know, driving down the road, sports bra. But if it's somebody I know, like, you know, if Sean was there in a sports bra, I'd have a problem.
I knew he was going to take a dig there, Pastor.
Well, here, you don't have to worry about that, Pastor, because the chances of Sean wearing anything that has sports in the title ain't going to happen.
Tell Sean that wasn't meant as a dig because I could have just as easily said Matt.
Yeah, I know.
Digs
Pastor.
Can go everywhere. But no, honestly, you're right. We don't want to see anybody around here. Listen, we have a new policy enacted at this moment at this station. You cannot come in just a bra no matter what it is.
Well, now I got to redesign my whole wardrobe.
I know. Work your wardrobe around it. Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, just one thing real quick. Matt, I sent you a text, and I want to talk to you next week off air about your mom's Buckeyes and some things, some ideas I've got, because she's doing it as he's donating the proceeds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to talk to you next week, Matt.
All righty.
Very nice. Thanks, Pastor.
We'll see ya.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there we go. Hopefully we're doing some good here.
It sounds like it.
All right, well.
The Buckeyes are right in front of me right now.
Don't touch the Buckeyes.
They're mine.
No, don't touch them. You're diabetic.
They're mine, ain't they?
You're a diabetic, man.
They're all mine.
You're diabetic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, okay, we need a new subject because that whole thing. What's the bottom line on that?
I don't care.
You just don't care?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't pay attention.
Sean?
Women can do what they want. I don't control women.
Well, I'm not saying we need to control them. I'm just saying, do you think it should be done?
What, changing in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, whatever then.
Everybody does that.
You think it should be done, Matt?
I changed the clothes in my car.
I wouldn't do it personally, but like I said, it doesn't bother me if somebody did.
Think if you're in an accident, though.
I was.
What am I in an accident for?
No, let's say you're in mid-change, and all of a sudden you're in an accident, and the cop pulls you out and goes, well, where's your pants? No, that's not good.
They had to cut my pants off when I was in my accident.
Well, don't you normally at the end of the day have to have your pants cut off? That's a normal procedure every night, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
You get out the scissors and you cut those pants off. You go through more pants than anybody I know. 740-383-9944. We got a big top 10 list coming up next hour. It's going to be unbelievable, as some people would say. Unbelievable. Hey, next Saturday, I was invited to the big tailgate down at OSU Central. Maryland, Ohio State, Buckeye guys tailgate, OSU people all around, former players sitting with in the stadium watching the football. Woo!
You sound excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
You sound like a few of my friends who don't watch sports. When they talk about sports, they just start rambling all the words that they know that are related to the sport.
Touchdown, flag, penalty. I'll be there for all the call next week. It's gonna be great.
I'm gonna wear the cheese head.
I'm gonna root for Maryland next week.
Oh,
dude, I always root against Ohio State.
Well, why? I'm an alumni.
Why? You're not a Ohio State fan?
If I'm being 100% honest, I don't care about college football, and Ohio State wins every game by a blowout most or usually.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know it. But I don't know. The game I went to, they won by like a solid of like four or five touchdowns, which is a hefty number.
And that's what's going to happen with Maryland.
I'm always rooting for the underdog against the big five.
I don't think Maryland is a big underdog. I don't think they are.
Not even ranked.
I think Maryland's not ranked.
Mm-mm.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
I thought Maryland was ranked.
I don't think they are.
They might not be. I don't know. I don't watch college football.
All I know is I think they could be an upset.
But anyway, the reason why they had a bad game last week is because of what? The quarterback for Notre Dame was 6 years over top of ours.
Notre Dame is. Ohio State has not lost to Notre Dame since 1934.
Right, but they were 4-0.
I think one of the big issues is that we don't have a quarterback. We have two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think two quarterbacks is bad. That's like a 50-cent back.
I mean,
that's what we got. We got a 50-cent back.
I can't think of the name of the coach, but there was a coach who said, "If you have two quarterbacks, you have none."
What's funny was Ohio State's coach who said that, Ryan Day.
I don't think so.
He said, we got nothing. We got no team. I have a thing to admit. This is horrible. I about ran over Santa Claus today when I left here.
Santa Claus?
I did. I got on Delaware Avenue, and I was driving down, and Santa Claus was out there collecting for Christmas Clearinghouse.
Really?
Yes. And I about ran him over because I didn't expect anybody to be in the road like that. And certainly not Santa Claus in September.
Well,
and
you don't want to kill Santa Claus.
I didn't mean to. It would have been manslaughter. I wouldn't have meant to kill him. But I did. He was right there, and I had to swerve real quick. I said, what is that, Santa Claus? You know, I about ran him down. I felt horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
I hit Santa Claus.
He was about on my fender. Santa Claus. What if you do extra time if you kill Santa Claus?
You probably.
Yeah. That was depressing. Yeah.
You're getting
you didn't see him down there?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was out there collecting money.
Really?
Mm. Tis the season.
Pass some money to my way, Santa Claus.
What is Christmas Clearinghouse?
Yeah.
That's a big thing here in Marion.
Yeah, we used to do something for them, didn't we? Years ago.
years ago.
Yeah.
But now we're in fruitcake tossing business.
Yeah.
Do we have anything on Maryland?
It doesn't look like they are ranked.
But they are. What's their record?
They are 4-0.
Oh, that's it. It's over.
Well, hold on. There's votes down there. We'll see. We'll look at the votes.
I'm telling you, it ain't good.
Maryland does have votes, though.
Of course they do.
They have 39 votes to be top 25.
There you go.
So they're up there. If they upset Ohio State, they'll probably jump to like 20.
I don't even know if it's an upset. I wouldn't think of it an upset.
It's going to be unbelievable blowout.
Oh, I don't think that's right.
They're going to win. At least
hey, when are you going to have a Buckeye guy give his score prediction?
Well, probably next Friday morning. We'll bring him on as we do every day the day before. We get the big Buckeye guy score prediction, which is brilliant, I think. Isn't it nice that Buckeye guy would invite me down to his tailgate party with all the old players and then the game?
Yeah, it's really nice.
He's a friend till the end.
Yeah?
I forget how we even met. But I've known him for a long time now.
I'm not sure how you met him.
Been up and down the road with Buckeye guy.
You called him up one day, I think.
What conversation were we having? We ended on an interesting conversation today on the air. And I can't. We didn't get into it very deep because we're running out of time. Well, I know we were talking about do you tell secrets today. I remember that. And you guys apparently think that you have to wait till somebody's dead to tell a secret. I think you should tell it while they're alive. Get it out. I thought about it more today.
Maybe I should have when they were alive, but I didn't.
No, you shouldn't wait for them to be dead. That's when you don't tell the secret.
I don't know. They're already dead, though.
Yeah, but if they're dead to me in this life, I think I can tell the secret.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
When you're dead, though, you should not tell the secret, because then they can't defend themselves.
If it's true, then why not?
But how will we ever know? But if you're alive, at least you can deny it if you want.
Well,
you can deny. You can lie.
You can lie. But that's on you, not me.
But most people deny it.
Yeah, well, you can deny it, but I know the truth.
And your name ain't Ruth.
That's right. So, I think say it while they're alive. Don't wait till they're dead.
You just say it either. It doesn't really matter.
So I get it off the...
What kind of truth do you want to tell about somebody right now today?
Oh, I know a lot of people's secrets.
Are they alive or dead?
Oh, both. Both. I know people who've had affairs. I know people who've had abortions. I know people who've had plastic surgery. I know people who've... I know where the bodies are buried. I know people who've been jerks to people off the air and people don't know about it. I know people who have been phony on the air, and really in life they're a disaster. I could tell all that.
Is it going to be all in your book?
It's all in the book.
All in the book.
Sounds like you're burying everybody in the book.
Not purposely. I'm just telling my life story. These are the things I came in contact with.
I mean, did they specifically tell you not to tell people?
You know, I don't recall any of that.
You might want to release the book before the United States comes to the end.
Chris, did anybody hear that? Breaking news.
Oh, I forgot to watch the other half.
On this show yesterday, listen, everybody get real close to your listening device. On this show yesterday, Kreskin announced, the amazing Kreskin, who's predicted every presidential election correct forever, predicted that in 403 days, now 402 days, that the United States of America is coming to an end. He announced that on this show. He's been on Johnny Carson, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, and he came here to make his big announcement.
I'm going to have to say that this might be the first time he's wrong.
Listen, you're going to have 21, but that's it. Like 30 days after that.
21's where the numbers really stop mattering anyways.
That's right. Nothing's mattered for quite a while. I'm telling you, that it's going to be over. Lights out.
I guess we'll have to see.
So what are they going to do? Like, we're going to have a world war with Russia?
I really didn't get what he was saying. All I know is 403 days from yesterday, it's over. I might start it every show every morning now.
With a countdown.
402 days till the end of the United States of America.
Wouldn't that be the world?
He didn't say the world.
So how's it going to end just the United States?
Well, there'll probably be like a civil war or something. I mean, that's the only way that... I mean, I guess the United States itself would just collapse.
See, he told his secret. He said he was waiting 2 years to tell people that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. He came to the right place.
He waited 2 years to tell people that the world was going to... Or not the world.
And I drug it out of
him. The United States was going to end in a year. Well, right. Just over a year.
Well, yeah. Linda's friend says the world's going to end. Which is it?
I just don't think he's going to make it. I think his health is on the decline.
Preston?
No, her friend is... what's his name? Jeff Porter.
And then the world guy.
Yeah.
Have you interviewed him?
I interviewed him.
What do you have to say?
Not much. He wrote a book, The End Times, or something like that.
He's my neighbor.
He drives a van around town. I don't know what he's doing. He's an interesting fellow. Now, so what secrets? Let them blow, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Let them just blow out?
Yeah, well, who cares? Who cares? What are people going to do to you? They can't sue you if you're telling the truth, because the only way you can get out of a defamation lawsuit is if you're telling the truth. And I'm telling the truth. I'll go on the polygraph.
Well, I mean, you don't want to tell a secret when somebody tells you not
polygraphs,
to say something.
Polygraphs aren't used as evidence in court anymore.
Well, there you go.
When somebody tells you they don't want you to tell a secret, you shouldn't tell a secret.
Well,
loose lips.
I don't remember if they told me that or not.
You totally forgot. That's a slip.
Well, I really did. You know, if I don't... big deal.
You ever set up a trap secret?
A trap
secret. What's a trap secret?
All right, so you tell, like, five people... So say you have, like, a leak, if you want to call it that, in your friend group, and one of them is spreading your secrets, okay. You could always just tell each of them a different lie and tell them it's a secret, and then find out which one you get or which one gets back to you.
But you got
to
remember which lie you told to which person, right?
Write it down. It doesn't really matter how you remember.
That's heavy duty. So you think people have loose lips?
Yeah, that's why you always... Personally, you just keep your cards close to your chest.
That's kind of funny you said that. You know, if you tell somebody something, they'll, you know, they actually take an inch, they give a mile.
But shouldn't you be nicer to people, though, then? If you want them to keep your secret, shouldn't you be nicer? Like, you
have, must be mad at you.
I'm just saying. I mean, shouldn't you be kind to people then all the time? Because if you really don't want them to tell you your secret, you shouldn't be nasty with them.
Well, no.
What if they don't know any of my secrets?
Well, what if you do? Let's say somebody knows your secrets, and then you're nasty with them. Hey.
How do they know my secrets?
No, I'm saying, let's say you tell me a secret, right?
And you're nasty.
And then you're nasty with me, and you expect me to keep that secret just because you told me not to say anything?
So nobody can be nasty with you at all?
I wouldn't tell somebody a secret if I thought they were going to tell it. I wouldn't be nasty with them.
I just don't tell people secrets.
There you go. That's the road you should take.
If you don't want your secrets out there, just don't tell them to people.
Right. And then certainly don't be rude to that person if you have told them a secret.
Well, sometimes...
Well, I mean, I think if you told somebody a secret and then you were rude to them, I guess it really just depends on how you were rude to them.
Well,
and then they went and told your secret. I feel like that's kind of petty.
You're supposed to have a good friends to talk about your...
Yeah, but are you rude to your good friends?
No.
There you go. That's why you let them blow.
I'm rude to
everybody.
Because
you know what the truth of the matter is? I've been accused of telling people secrets when I didn't tell any secrets.
That's the problem. People blame you.
So, right, so why not say them anyway? Why not at least, if you're going to get people angry with you, tell the secret? Then they can be angry for a real reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just believe you should tell secrets because the only way to disarm a secret is to tell it.
Then
it's not a secret. You have to worry about it. It's gone. You might be upset for a few days, but then you get over it.
It might hurt the person, though.
Oh, they'll get over it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Well, it depends on what it is, though.
What could they have done? If they got over the whatever they did, then they should be able to get over the secret.
I don't know. Some people just want to take it to the grave.
If you want to take a secret to the grave, don't tell people.
Don't tell people. That's right. You lost your right to take it to the grave when you told somebody.
Well, I think what it is people just want to vent to somebody about it.
Well.
And just they don't want anybody else to know.
You should be nicer to people then. Because like the person who was rude to people in the studio, you know, why do I have any allegiance to that person?
Who?
You don't know who was mean to people? Who's nice on the air but was mean in the studio? Got people, I bet some people around here know. I'm not going to say it on the air. I don't want to give a secret away.
I need to tell it all.
Yeah, but you know, if I tell it all and the people be angry and that guy told it all.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't remember.
All I'm saying, there are a lot of phony people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there have always been phony people.
And phony people might deserve a good punch. Don't you think?
Violence.
Not a physical punch, but like a good, you know, wake up. You should have thought of that before you acted the way you did.
You better wake up and smell the coffee.
What if somebody lies to you? Should you lie to them?
Yeah.
There you go.
If somebody lies to you, you should lie for them.
No. He says
lies to you, do you need to be honest to them?
Oh, I mean, if somebody lied to me, I probably would stop taking their word to mean the truth.
Right.
Take it with a grain of salt.
If you don't run somebody through the ringer every so often, how else do you know that they're going to learn? You know, like a child. Everybody always wants corporal punishment. They spare the rod, spoil the child. Well, why don't we do that with adults? You know, you can't really punch an adult, so you got to drag them out, humiliate them, and that'll teach them a lesson.
Did you know in Texas, mutually agreed upon combat is allowed?
See, I don't agree with hitting anybody.
No, look.
I don't think you should hit anybody.
I think that if two people wanted to fight and they agreed to it, we should just let them fight.
No, 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 because you can hurt somebody.
Yeah, that's how a fight works.
No, because I don't think you should... I understand. But I don't think we should be hitting people, and I don't think we should be... Because one person might not know how strong... or you know, everybody gets 10 foot tall and bulletproof when they get angry, until the first punch, they get hit.
Look, if two people...
You know, and I'm not going to tell it, because, you know, there's a story about you in a fight, and I don't want to bring that up, but, you know...
Yeah, I must, yeah.
But see, when it actually came to the actual fight...
We didn't do it.
We did not do it.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
But everybody wanted to fight right till the fight was about to happen.
Oh, no. You see, if the fight's about to happen, the fight's just going to happen.
Oh, no.
We didn't do it. Yeah.
No.
Cops would have been called.
But the point is...
Not in Texas, yeah.
But I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should hit kids. You know, I know that's unpopular with a lot of people. But I don't think kids learn anything from that. When your mom belted you across the face, you didn't learn anything.
I should have called child services.
But she hit you. Bloodied your lip.
Bloodied my lip.
Yeah.
I should have called, what they call that?
Talking about like CPS?
Yeah, CPS or something, yeah.
Yeah, but you, did you learn?
Did I learn?
Yeah.
No, I was angry.
And you hate her to this day?
I hate her.
There you go.
I mean...
You got any secrets on her? Tell them.
I know plenty of people who got, I guess, whooped growing up, and they're fine.
But I'm saying, did it teach them anything?
I would think so.
I never knew anybody who had taught. I never saw that as a you know, it's not a teaching moment, because usually parents do it out of anger. If you let them calm down, chances are they wouldn't do it.
Well, a lot of times you're a product of your own environment. So if your parents are acting like that, like children, your children is going to act like children.
I just don't believe in hitting a kid, spanking, whatever you want to call it, because I've never seen...
I got spanking.
Well, look what happened to you.
I turned out fine. I don't know about fine.
That's debatable.
I think, you know, these, you know, I'm not saying beat the child, but sometimes a little spanking won't hurt some people like that.
I think there are better ways to punish children. I think you take them away from their cell phone, take them away from their friends. I think that is a big
punishment. Yeah, probably nowadays, but we didn't have cell phones and stuff back in our day.
Listen, we got to go to break. We're coming back. We got a whole another hour on the other side. Punch somebody, I guess, if you want, and tell a few secrets during the break, and come back and join us for the second hour.
Go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that. Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have